which is already ready for you. And when you, by the end of this gathering, when you understand the perfection of that which is becoming for you, and you practice this business of making downstream decisions rather than upstream decisions. And by decisions, we're not talking about what to do and who to do it with. We're talking about downstream thoughts as compared to upstream thoughts. When you get into the habit of choosing those downstream thoughts, what begins to happen to you is more and more of the things that have been sort of lined up outside your door begin to come right into your experience. And as many of you know already, it just gets easier and easier. The reason that we are painting this picture, and it is not mythical, it is actual. Everything that you see in your physical world that has been manifest, that you can touch and smell and see and hear and know, all of this was vibration before it was form. So don't let it put you off that all your stuff is still over there in a vibrational form. That precedes everything. And understand that it does not take a long time for this non-physical vibrational escrow to convert itself into the physical manifested stuff that you are looking for. It's as quick as you going from doubting to believing. It's as quick as you going from being angry to being joyful. In other words, when you begin to consistently hold yourself in a vibration that matches what's going over there on for you over there in vibrational escrow, what happens is the things of your desire begin showing up in your experience. One of the things that annoys Esther, maybe most of all, even though she knows this stuff, she's been hearing it from us for years, we purr through her hour after hour. And so she gets it, she knows it, but it's annoying to her still that from her place of not having something, the idea of having it seems like she would just go crazy in the getting of it. But by the time she lets go of the resistance and lets the stream carry her, now the receiving of it feels like the next logical step. She says, I like the sensation of really, 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 really wanting something from way over here, really, really wanting something that's way over there. And we say, we know it feels sort of exciting. Most humans really like the drama of it. But you can't set your radio dial on 630 and hear what's being broadcast on 780. Your frequencies have to line up. And you can't be way over here in doubt, way over here in not believing, and all of a sudden receive it. If you could, we understand how it would be intoxicating. It would feel like magic. And we would say it is a weird freak of nature. It would defy all the laws of the universe. And you will all be sucked into a great black hole. So don't wish for that. In other words, everything would be upside down if such a thing could happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. The universe will not make you the exception to the universe. So when you really, really want something that you don't think you can get, you're right, you can't. And when you really, really want something and you know you can get it, you can. But we know when it feels like the next logical step, it doesn't take your breath away like you think you'd like it to. And we want you to understand in time, friends, and in very short time, if you want, you can get so used to having anything that you think about that you will begin to get your kicks, not from the manifestation, but for the conception. You will reach the place where you will not be attending these Art of Allowing seminars in order to achieve the physical manifestation. In fact, we may be holding demanifestation seminars. Too much stuff to dust and drag from place to place. Jerry Nestor's monster bus is 10,000 pounds overweight on every axle. They went through a toll booth in Buffalo, New York the other day, and the ticket wouldn't come out. And so Esther waited patiently for a man to come, and he said, "You're too heavy to drive on this road." And Esther said, "Well, it's nice here. We'll just stay here with you then."